I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network. Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys Small Screen Scares, a mini-series where three cowardly friends discuss horror television. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watch The Haunting of Hill House, Episode 4, The Twin Thing.
One of the saddest episodes.
Yeah.
This back-to-back, this and 5, which gets what we're talking about, 5, as a pairing.
Yeah, well, it's a twin thing.
Gut punch, two punches. Luke is... It hurts so much to watch this.
Yeah.
Because for 3 episodes, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then you learn that he's not. Just no one believes in him. And the only person that does is Nell.
Yeah.
And his mum. They're the only two that believe him. And even she doesn't totally believe him.
Yeah.
But Nell's the only person who believes him, and it's because of the twin thing.
Yeah. Do you reckon, off topic slightly, do you reckon Luke wears contact lenses or he had surgery?
I reckon he's got contact lenses.
I wouldn't trust him to fucking put contacts in.
I reckon he's had laser eye surgery.
Must have had it early in his life then, because he wouldn't have had the money to pay for that.
I reckon they
would have been drug money.
Mm.
Just thought that, because I just thought, hey, such a good little boy. Wore glasses. Yeah. I wear glasses. Respect.
Yeah. I reckon he wears contacts.
Yeah, okay. I don't reckon they gave it any thought.
Well, here's the other thing. He just can't see shit.
Yeah, he doesn't want see shit.
Oh, that would be fucking
what's
good.
What's following him?
That would be great.
All the time.
All the time.
That would be great. Just running into shit all the time. It's better than ghosts.
better than ghosts. I have another thing to pose to you. Maybe this is way too early in the discussion of this episode, but fuck it. Question.
Yes.
When he gets out of rehab to track down...
Joey. Yep.
Does he actually find her, you reckon? Or is she dead?
I think he finds her. That was my reading of it. But then the final episode comes in and I don't know anymore.
I don't reckon he does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't reckon he finds her.
Sad.
I think he thinks he found her.
Yeah.
Because no one else really interacts with her except for him.
Right.
She sees her. Well, she looks over the shoulder. I only had this thought as we were getting into this episode and I was thinking about it. So I don't know now.
Hmm.
But he just someone needs to believe in this boy and he would have been okay.
Yeah, again, it's that heartbreaking thing of the parallels of the child him and the grown up him. Like even child him had a friend that no one believed in and now grown up him has a friend that no one believes in.
Yep. Yeah.
As well as we get that great beat where there's obviously quite a bit of redemption, I think, for Luke in this episode. Like you definitely understand him by the end of the episode.
For sure.
But obviously the scene we get in the first ep where he breaks in and steals the stuff. And it is not for drug money.
No, it's to get a hotel because they can't get back to the shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty full on. And that's the other heartbreaking thing is that when you meet him at that point, you think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But this is actually he's been clean 90 days and he's never got that far before.
He's having success.
He's having success.
Yeah.
And then even, I love the little parallel where he's walking around and he seems like he's coming down. He's got the aches and the pains and he's feeling sick and feeling that shit. But it's because he's... twin is dead.
It's the twin thing.
It's the twin thing. That you know, just the fact that they feel one another's pain just weirdly because they're twins and that's just a weird thing. The fact that it feels like he's coming down to the point where that's what Steve thinks and that's what that woman thinks.
Yeah.
But there's no drugs in his system, it's because his sister is dead.
And do you catch him rubbing his neck throughout the whole episode?
Yeah.
It's in hindsight, it's so yuck.
It's so yuck and it's so good, like having the symptoms he's having from his twin dying is the same as his drug addiction.
Yeah.
So of course no one's gonna believe him. We didn't believe him in the first 3 eps, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal. And then you pair that with the bowler hat man.
So, okay, childhood Luke does the hat thing. He crawls under the bed.
Yep.
Yep.
That scene, right? So, what on a rewatch, seeing the floating feet, I thought, that looks a bit goofy.
Okay.
And I thought, this isn't as effective this time. But then all of a sudden, he stops and comes back in. And I was like, oh, no, it is. Yeah. I'm a fuckhead. This is so scary. It's one of the scariest things of the show, I reckon. And he looks down under the bed. Terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just that brief thing at the start where he was floating. And I was kind of like, it's a bit dumb, isn't it? But it's not. It's terrifying.
It's awful. Just the stick, the cane.
Yeah.
Tapping sound.
Yeah.
Because it's the opposite of a jump scare.
Yeah.
It's
showing you everything. Yeah. Really.
You just got to wait. Because he doesn't pop under the bed. He slowly reaches under.
Yeah.
Slowly lifts up the covers. He slowly bends out. Like, it's slow.
It's excruciating.
It's horrible.
Torturous. Yeah. Flanagan. You fucker.
And is that the same night? Because he runs in and doesn't say anything to Nelly. I'm assuming that's the night when Nell's sleeping on the couch. And she's having the bent neck lady experience on the couch because she's not in the room with him.
Because otherwise
you would think, because those two are pretty on board with each other. You would think he would run in and go, Nelly, under the bed or whatever.
Isn't she in there?
Well, if she is, then she's just asleep the whole time.
I feel like you see her.
Well, if you see her then it's a bit, it's wild from him. Understandable because he's a little kid. But he runs in and hides and lets his sister just stay out in the open.
But then maybe he thinks he's protecting, like he's I don't know. He's
I don't think Nellie's in the room. I think it's the same night where she's downstairs on the couch. It's got to be.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and it probably happens at the same time that they both have the little haunting experience.
Yeah,
true.
Here's something I wanted to ask you guys about ghosts. Obviously, we've seen a few films where we get very scary ghosts.
Yeah.
What makes them scary? Like Bowler Hat Man is a great example where, like you said, there is like. There could be a goofiness about it. Like we talk about the Babadook in the Babadook episode where it was spooky until we saw the whole thing and then it became a bit goofy. And I think the Conjuring movie is another great example where they're almost human, but it's that bit that isn't human that makes them terrifying. And I can't really pinpoint how you make that transition from just a human to something that's close to human, but fucking god awful.
I think you can't see the face. We'll get more into Nellie's bent neck lady in the next episode, I think. Yeah. But with this one, like grown up Luke out on the street and you see the bowler hat. Cool, I think he's got his back to him.
Yeah.
It's basically silhouetted.
Yep.
And it gets a bit closer and it's further away. That's horrible. I think it's when you humanize the creature. Not that you humanize the Babadook.
Right.
But you get prolonged looks at his face. And he looks a bit silly.
Yeah.
With this, and the bent neck lady when she's in the shadows and you can just kind of see that it's just this this thing. It's still a thing, not a human.
But I do think I think that still resemblance of humanity is what makes it horrific.
Yeah.
It's this human that's been deformed in some way.
Uncanny Valley thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like it's that dip in where you're okay with something until it looks just enough like a human that it's almost too human but not quite enough like a human.
Yeah, and like I think Flanagan and like again, Top Hat Man's a really great example where the floating is creepy.
Yeah.
The cane is creepy. The slightly elongatedness of him. The
fact that he's so tall, his head touches the roof.
Yeah, he's creepy. Even the bowler hat and costume is creepy.
You know, it's with the floating, because it's the same with the bent neck lady when she floats over the couch.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a normal-ish, it's like it's a humanoid sort of form.
Yep.
But it's off.
Yep. But you know
floating.
It's not human.
They're floating. You can't float. Yeah. Why is this thing hanging?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Over me.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to ghosts, I gotta just say quickly, Tom's looking at me. Tom saw what I saw.
The minute you said the problem with ghosts, the flywire door on a set of doors outside has gone from being open to just sliding.
Fuck off. It's done it again. Sorry, but that's a very deliberate push. I don't like this. I think we should shut it down.
I think we should. Let's move on from ghosts and talk about the family elements of this episode.
All right. I had one more comment on ghosts, though.
We'll get it out before the door fucking slams open.
Oh, that's rattled me to the core. The most terrifying thing I find with ghosts is not like suddenly rushing at you or screaming at you. I think it's stillness.
Yeah.
And there's a few like that in this show. And it's, yeah, it's just the bowler hat man standing in the street behind Luke.
Yeah.
It's not rushing at him. It's not grabbing him. It's not
and
doing
slowly
anything.
Catching up to him.
Yeah, it's just slowly there. Slowly
catching Because up even to that's him. Inhuman. Like, yep. No human is ever really still or that still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unnatural stillness.
Yeah.
It's so, it rattles me.
Yeah.
Like that door did. Fuck.
What's really heartbreaking about this is you get that great bit after he's had that awful night out, he's lost Joey.
Yeah.
He's feeling like shit and he calls the center again. And he has that phone call where it's just saying, I couldn't save it.
Yeah.
And then when Luke shows up, when Steve shows up, before he's even told him it's Nell, he's crying and he's like, I couldn't save it.
Mm.
And Steve looks at him and it's like, we assume he's talking about Joey, but it's like, is he talking about Joey?
Yeah, right.
Does he know that something's happened to Nell? Like, she's not okay?
Yeah. There's a bit of both. It works for both.
Yeah,
it works. And it would rattle Steve because he'd be like, what the fuck?
Right. How does he know? Yeah.
It's powerful. You also get this episode fills a lot of gaps. The next two fill a lot of gaps just around the siblings.
Yes.
Yep. But in particular, this. You learn about how Luke's ended up where he is, how he's tried several times to sort of get clean and get himself right and do the right thing, but he fucks it up. And then that his family are kind of, and to be fair, like, he's an addict, so he's fucked them over heaps.
Yep.
And they've tried to help him. But at the same time, though, when he's actually, again, but no one believes him. When he's actually finally turning a corner and he's having dinner at Steve's place and Steve's just an arsehole to him.
Yeah, and it sucks because it's like all you need in that vulnerable state is a little push and Steve just pushes him the wrong way.
Yes.
And it's such a cunt, older brother, up his own ass thing for Steve to do.
Yeah, to not realise the damage they're doing.
Yeah. Every little extra thing you get from Steve just paints a bad picture of everyone.
It's just that bit, it's that line, I think it's this episode, that line where he's like, you love someone and they're a junkie. Those things aren't mutually exclusive. Like, you're still my brother and I love you, but you're also a junkie.
Yeah.
Like, you're also.
And it's this one too where we get, it's quite heartbreaking. Luke just desperately wants to be there for Nellie's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is this the episode where he's intercepted by Shirley at the front? And she shoves money at him and tells him to fuck off.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's either this one or the next one. I can't actually remember.
She basically gives him money and says, that's the last money you're ever getting from me.
And it's also what's great, either in this episode or the episode where that beat happens. Okay, we're doing our best. We're doing our best to remember episode by episode. I did write notes because I was like, they're going to blur together, but they're all blurring together.
Yeah.
But yeah, that beat where early on when she's talking about the funeral to them and she's like, Luke fucked up the wedding. And you're like, oh, Luke, you fucked up the wedding.
Right.
You weren't there.
But he didn't.
But he tried.
Yes.
But also at the same token, he shows up and he's high and he's out of rehab and he's not
right.
And she's like, yes, Shirl sends him away and you watch it and you go, oh, that sucks. But at the same time, you look at it and you go, yeah, he would walk into that wedding. Nell will know he's high and it'll break her heart on her wedding day. And the only thing she'll think about is that my brother's fallen off. Like he's gone backwards again.
I mean, it's bad that he's there. He shouldn't be there. He's not in the state to be there. But it also breaks her heart that he's not there.
Yeah.
So it's.
Yeah. But this is where you're like, you can blame Shirley.
Poor Nell.
Or you can blame Luke. But I mean, for Luke, if he's going to be there all the way. Don't be high on the day, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's the thing is like, yes, Steve treats him like shit, but it's like how many times have they've tried to get him through rehab?
Right. Like, would I have that patience?
Yeah.
Would I have that
empathy? It's relatable stuff, to be honest.
And it's a lot of money, as is highlighted by that brilliant scene where Cheryl and Steve are like, oh, we'll pay for it. The lady says how much it is, and Steve's just like, well, I'm out.
Well, this is before Steve's hit it big with his books because I think Shirley says you can pay me back sort of thing.
When you become a famous writer you can pay me when they're still friends.
Yes.
And again that's the thing is you see them, they want to help him, and it's like you then see that dinner scene and you see that scene where he's like give me the iPad, I'll give you $100. And you see that and you go, how many times have they done that?
Right.
How many times have they been through this?
Yeah.
So that there's no one left to believe in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because you would think if you're in that situation and your brother breaks in and steals your shit, you would react angrily.
Yeah.
So the fact that Steve doesn't, it's like, oh, it's happened. It's probably just, happened so many times.
Yeah, he's just weary. He's just weary just by it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, I need what I've got on the iPad. You can take the other thing.
Yeah. And like, as always with this show, there are just so many shades of grey.
Yep.
Yep.
You can't escape them. And like, which is great. Like, it's so hard to sort of, you know, you want your black and white, you want your good guy and your bad guy. But no, this is just a family who are all broken.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's just shades of grey.
You also get another terrifying beat, speaking of family, where you learn a great little fact, which is the count at the seven. The counting to seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
The little soldiers that he puts up to protect himself, which you never really got early on, but then he tells Nell that, no, this is what I do. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that'll make you feel better. And then you see him pacing while he's trying to avoid bowler hat man.
Yeah.
Counting to seven. And you're like, why seven? And then you're like, oh, that's how many members. That's it. That's his family.
Yes. Yeah,
there are seven people in his family.
I also read, so that's definitely obviously it, but there's also, if you count the number of steps it takes from him to get from his bed to Nell's, it's seven steps.
Yeah, oh, that's beautiful.
That's, yeah.
That's fine. That's really nice.
That's just fucking unreal.
You have that heartbreaking scene where Nell's driving him to rehab and he makes her stop to buy him drugs.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
That's the next episode.
Oh, is that the next one?
Yeah, it's Bette Negley.
Oh, I thought that was in this episode.
They talk about how Nell drove him to rehab this last time.
Ah, okay, yeah.
You don't see how that actually plays out until the next one.
It's fucking sad.
And then there's also another scary beat in this one, or just spooky, which is the
Runny Air Guys. Which is one of those things you don't see, you just hear this guy talk about it, and it's horrible. And it stays with you.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's
fucked. And then the last scary beat is, of course, the bowler hat has been following him. He finally turns around to look at the bowler hat and it's his mum wearing the hat.
Yeah.
And it's like, she tries to speak to him and it's very heavily implied that, well, one of them's come home. So
time
for the other one to come home too. And it's like, ah, no.
She just won't stop.
Yeah.
Well, that is all the scary talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And if you'd like to get in contact with us, tell us some other shows to watch, all that sort of stuff, you can email us at 3scaredboys@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at ScaredyBoys, or individually, I'm at MiddayPajamas.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Awkward Trade.
Stay scared, everyone.
Just running into shit all the time. It's better than ghosts.
Better than ghosts.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.